Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 25th, 2015. Let's continue with this dissertation. Because James, the supplanter, teaching us what Yahushua taught him and taught the disciples, taught the original church. We are to use the knowledge and wisdom of the universe to supplant the wicked ruling class and ruling families and crush the head of the serpent. Verse 6, ye have condemned. See, James is talking to the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Rome in that day, the Roman Senate in that day, were the wicked ones who created a system of debt and slavery and dared you to oppose their rule and would send in the military to destroy and crucify sisters and brothers and people who dared to rise up. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. This is talking about the masses of the people. On the one hand, who create leadership that teaches justice and righteousness and truth and revolution, and the masses of the people as well being killed by the wicked ruling class. Look at all the assassinations in our day and time conducted by the wicked ruling class and families. Noble Drew Ali assassinated, we believe. Malcolm X assassinated by this system. Dr. Martin Luther King assassinated by this system. Marcus Garvey movement destroyed by this system. W.E.B. Du Bois was character assassinated by this system. Paul Robeson, character assassinated by this system. Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam, character assassinated by this system. All of the sisters and brothers who emerged in leadership, Black Panther Party, a Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, Congress on Racial Equality, etc., etc., suffered some type of condemnation and destruction imposed upon them by the system because they dared to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. And it's still going on right to this day, no matter whether you have a so-called Caucasian or a so-called Black president. It says they don't even resist you. It's almost like we just lay down and die. Is it not the truth that a Black man or a Black person every 24 hours is killed and shot dead by the police or some vigilante or some security, so-called security officer? See, the Black man and woman, so-called, are the Hebrew of your scripture. We are the Jesus people of your scripture. And we are they whom it is prophesied that we will rise up and raise up and lead the whole of the human family out of captivity into the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. So now James focuses on the masses. He says, be patient therefore. Verse 7, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. The word Lord is the same word used for the emperor, for Caesar. But we take that word Lord away from Caesar, who is absolutely illegitimate, and we put it back on the Almighty Yahuwah, Father, Mother, Yahuwah, the self-existing one, self-living one, and we put it on Yahushua crystals as representing the field of light that is the firstborn of creation, that is the Lord of creation, that sun that rose this morning is the field of light that is the firstborn of creation, that is the Lord of creation, and that same fire is within you and within me and within us. And we have to go into that fire and raise that fire and manifest the Lord. That's the coming of the Lord. You and me and us and we rising up into the consciousness of the universe and manifesting the Lord in our person. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. Now, the husbandman is the Almighty Yahuwah, self-existing one, self-living one, and the sun disk, the field of light that is within all, that governs the whole of the universe, represented by Yahushua Christus, waiting for the precious fruit of the earth. I ran a trace on the word fruit, and it talks about the whole structure of the system that we live under, even to electoral process and judicial process. So what it's saying is that you and I, the masses, we must teach the babies that they are to manifest the fire Christos within. Manifest the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven within. Collectively rise up, clean up ourselves, and then clean up the whole of the earth and redeem all the institutions, all the governmental structures, and all of the corporate structures. Redeem the whole earth and bring it into the subjection of the science of the universe and run the earth according to the science of the universe. Then it talks about having patience until he receive the early and the latter rain. Now, the rain is water. That's the waters of noon, sisters and brothers. The waters of noon, this science that we keep referring back to, that we must be born again from the waters of noon. The early rain, see, this is hearkening back. Oh, this is hearkening back to the waters of noon and how the field of light took the waters, removed the dross and the gross matter, purified and purged the waters and compacted the waters. And now you have all of the structures and fixtures within the universe, you and I included. The word early is a word that has to do with the rain which fell from October on. So we go to the zodiac and we say, go to the scorpion. The scorpion is the zodiac sign that covers, not that one. Libra. Libra, the balance, is the sign that covers the most of October. Libra, the balance, the sign of the statesman or manager. Look at all of the various characteristics that go with the sign of Libra, which is the balance, which teaches us that we must have balance in the universe. That is Ma'at, balance, reciprocity, truth, justice, and righteousness. So we go to the zodiac, and we know that the African Hebrews had the zodiac in the floor of the temple. And when you see Jesus in the Revelation, standing in front of seven golden candlesticks, that represents the seven pole stars that the sun travels through, the earth on a wobble, following the sun every 3,000 plus years. We see another new pole star, north pole star, because the earth wobbles as the earth follows the sun. This procession takes 26,000 years through the reverse order of the zodiac. So we're talking about the zodiac and the science of the universe and the science of astronomy and astrology, which is African science, to teach us the truth of ourselves, the universe, and the Almighty within ourselves. So the latter rain, the latter waters of noon, is March and April. So March And April is the sign of Aries, the ram, and all the symbolism that goes with the ram. And when you see Israel, the word, the part that is the L, the part of that word that is the L, the suffix, that is the ram. And the ram is strength, and the ram is a lamb and sacrifice. So we, as the descendants of Africa, are the ram and the lamb and the sacrifice. And these are descriptions that come from the universe to teach us of ourselves. The Aries is the sign of the warrior and the pioneer. So we have to rise up as a warrior and rise up and go forward first, out front, and lead the whole human family out of captivity. So the Lord is waiting until, or we should have patience until he received the early and latter rain. Be also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. This is the day and time, sisters and brothers, where we should be looking for God, Goddess, in your sister and your brother. Look for the Almighty. Look for the power of the Almighty in the oppressed masses of the people. Verse 9, grudge not one against another. Brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. The system causes us to condemn one another and think bad of one another and denigrate one another, looking at our circumstances, forgetting that our circumstances are the result of a system, and the system is the result of a wicked ruling class who have given their minds, their spirit, their consciousness over to satanic forces to construct a system of destruction. So don't condemn your sister and brother. Don't talk bad about your sister and brother, because the Almighty Judge standeth before the door. Now the word standeth has to do with taking a stand against the system. The Almighty, Yahuwah, the self-existing one, living one, the existing one that has given existence to all that has ever existed, exists now, and ever will exist, absolutely scientific. So the Almighty is the judge, Yahuwah, existing and living for all, is the judge, and is taking a stand against the wicked system, because the wicked system is scientifically antithetical to the science of the universe, and the door is feminine, sisters and brothers. So we have to raise the feminine. We have to raise the consciousness of our thinking toward women and the feminine and the female. And when we do that, we will be in league with the Almighty and cease condemning our sister and brother. Verse 10, take my brethren the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and tender mercy. Job in the African Hebrew means hated one, one who is hated and loathed. And so we, the masses, are hated by the wicked ruling class. And our leadership, from Noble Drew Ali to Marcus Garvey to Minister Malcolm X to Elijah Muhammad to Harriet Tubman to Sojourner Truth to Ella Baker to Fannie Lou Hamer, we have been hated by the system. But we have found joy in standing up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And we have seen into the prophecies of all the prophetic books, whether Quran, whether Bible, whether I Ching, or whether Bhagavad Gita, and we have seen into the prophecies of the science of the universe, and we have seen the Lord, the end of the Lord, meaning the end of the work in this time of chaos, to bring us back to peace, love, and tranquility, and justice, and freedom, and equality. and the Lord, Yahuwah. See, that word Lord is the same word that is used for Caesar. But we take that title because he is illegitimate, and we put it back to the Almighty, and we put it to the S-U-N Son that is the Lord of the universe. It's pitiful and tender mercy, meaning the Lord has mercy on us, because the system does not have any mercy on us. Verse 12. And this means that existing is merciful. See, life is merciful. Life is loving. Existing is living and loving. Existing is mercy. To allow to exist, the human being to exist at the fullest level, the most maximum level, that is mercy that the system does not have. Verse 12, but above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Now you have to research the definitions of the words for yourself. But the meaning of these words collectively is, it has to do with the system and how politicians, heads of government, financial, educational, religious institutions, heads of corporations, they go into the system, get the teachings from the wicked ruling class and families. They swear this and swear that and take this and that oath when they take office. But they are liars and deceivers and are full of deceit and are only actors on the stage, playing a part that is not even their original reality, reading from scripts given to them by the wicked ruling class and ruling families to absolutely deceive the human family, deceive the oppressed, deceive poor working class people. When you look at the government and you look at the Senate, and you look at the Congress, and you look at the President, and you look at the Prime Ministers, know that it's all a farce. They are reading from scripts, and they are speaking words that are absolutely divisive and come to divide the human family from the human family. For President Barack Obama to call for Congress to authorize the killing of ISIS. We know that ISIS, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, they're all created by the CIA as mercenaries to do the wicked bidding of the wicked ruling class and families. Many of them are becoming wise to that wicked reality and are attempting to leave ISIS. And what is going on? The leadership of ISIS is killing. They are killing those who are trying to leave. But when you say ISIS, you must say CIA. You must say Mossad. You must say MI5 and 6. So this is all designed to cause us to think that there is such a thing as war on terrorism. But the reality is, it's war on poor working class people. Wars to overthrow governments and assassinate leaders, and I want nothing to do with it. I say every human being has a right to live, to determine their destiny, and we must collectively come together so that all poor working class people may construct the new Jerusalem and the kingdom of God, kingdom of Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth, in accord with the science of the universe. So let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Don't get involved in these oaths and swearing and playing a part that is not you and taking scripts and reading scripts that feed into the prejudices and the biases, dividing Africans from Middle East, from Asia, from Central and South America, from Mexico, from the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, from the ghettos and barrios of America, Canada, Europe and Israel. No, no more of this division. Verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Verse 14, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. Anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. So, start with the merry. If you're happy, sing. Because see, when you sing and you're happy, you're in accord with the universe. The universe wants that we should be happy. The universe wants that we should feel good. Look, when the sun comes up, and you see that beautiful golden sun shining white light into seven colors of the rainbow, and then black, dark energy, dark matter in between the colors. You know, I know, the melanin of the universe is causing the universe to function as the universe should function, giving life, ordering and organizing the planets. Photosynthesis from the rays of the sun going into the earth, creating vegetation and growth so that we can live and eat. That's beautiful. That's happy. That's merry. But the sick and the afflicted, these words have to do with being weak and destroyed because of the system. Because we're denied health care, denied education, denied living wage job. They say we're in a deflation. Do you know what deflation means, is defined as? My beautiful wife said to me exactly what the dictionary said. Deflation is when the banks purposefully, see, this is the wicked ruling class that have supplanted the people, that we must crush the head, meaning go into the mind of the wicked ruling class, understand how they operate, disconnect from their power, and overthrow them spiritually, mentally, and morally, and you will overthrow them physically. The banks purposefully withdraw the monies out of the system, causing the price of everything to go down and causing there to be a diminution, a lacking, a condition of being bereft, having no money. They take your money from you, take the money out of the system. This destroys jobs, destroys living wage jobs, destroys economies. And according to my brother Webster Tarpley, when it was done in the 20s, you had the rise of Mussolini, who was nothing but a punk for the House of Rothschild. When it was done again in the late 20s, you had the rise of Hitler and the Nazi Party, and they were nothing but punks raised by the House of Rothschild to continue to perpetrate warfare, bloodshed, and division amongst the human family. So if you're sick, call for the elders of the church. And the elders does not only mean men, but the word elders also means women. So call for those wise, older men and women, and they will come and put the oil and anoint you. See, this is making you Christ. The anointing, the word oil has to do with fuel for the lamps. We're supposed to shine the light of fire, shine the light of Christos. We have that fire within us, but we have to have the teaching that will come into our consciousness that will raise that power and that reality from inside of us so that we may exercise that power and clean up within, purge ourselves, purify ourselves, and then we can purge and purify the entire earth. So the anointing with oil raises you and me and us up into the Christ consciousness that we may go on and do the work in the name of Yahuwah, the existing living one, in the name of the Christos, which is the field of light that is the firstborn that grows, synthesizes, photosynthesis, vegetation, the organizer of the whole universe that took the waters and purified and transformed the waters. And now you have all of the fixtures of the universe because of compacting the dust, ashes in the dust, the ashes in the dust, compacted, and you have all this magnificent universe. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The system has made us sick, and we are in need of being saved from this no good, rotten system. And we are in need of being raised up by the existing living one. The prayer of faith lines us up with the science of the universe, the science of the sun, moon, stars, and planets, the science of the waters. So now we have been in this system, hating one another, having prejudices and biases against one another, destroying one another, infiltrating movements and destroying movements and helping to assassinate leaders and etc., hating this one because that one is a black, brown, red, yellow, or so-called white, hating this one and that one because they're from Africa, they're a Muslim, they're a Christian, they're a Hindu, they're a Buddhist. We have sinned, sisters and brothers. And so now the Almighty is here to forgive us and not condemn us, because the system has condemned us already and is ready to put us in their jails. But the Almighty says, free them up, raise them up, forgive them. And so we come together and we confess our faults, so that we may strengthen one another and pray for one another, so that we may be the righteous that we are called to be. And we see the prophecies of Elijah, who prayed that it would not rain, and then it did rain after a while. So the rain ceased, and the wicked ruling class began to suffer. And then the rains came again, and now the rain is coming from heaven, and the earth is bringing forth her fruit. And if we err from the truth, we will convert that one that has erred from the truth. And if we convert the sinner, and we save the soul from death, and we hide the multitude of sins, this is the process of the poor working class masses of people tuning into the waters, tuning into the sun, tuning into the air, tuning into the earth, tuning into the science of the universe, becoming born again, and not killing one another, but giving one another the teachings that would bring us to the truth of Ma'at, balance, truth, justice, righteousness, reciprocity, and save our soul from the death grip of the system and all the nasty sins we have committed against one another. We will be forgiven of those sins as we march and move towards the day of the new Jerusalem, the day of the new civilization, the day of the new institutions, the day that we will see God face to face, Goddess face to face in our sisters and brothers, the day when everywhere we go, it'll be nothing but love and friendship and peace and justice, because we have gone through that process. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari Haile Selassie people.